This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Good morning, everybody. You're on Get Serial with Tal, Caleb, and Stefan. It's the last show of the season, boys.
Sure is.
Man,
sure
is. End of an era.
It's crazy.
Like Rome, like Greece, like America in 2017, all great eras do have to come to an end.
Nice.
And that's this morning.
Yeah.
But we're not going out without a bang, though.
No. Mm-hmm. Probably saved our best stuff for the last show, haven't we?
We have been stockpiling.
Yes. We've just been bumping stuff back, thinking, no, we've got to save that for our last show because it's going to be a big one. Cheeky little interview after 8:30, like we do every week, with Mose and the family, which is going to be really, really fun.
We've got an interview with the boys from the new movie Aperture, and as well, I've got a little present for you guys, which I'll give to you a little bit later on, just to some of the little fits in with our last show. So look forward to that. That's going to be coming up just after 7.
And of course, Stooge of the Week and other great stuff coming out. Ooh. So we're going to go straight into a song now. This is from an Australian feature album from our Sweet 16. It's called. By Wolf Alice, Don't Delete the Kisses. You're on Sin 9.7, Get Serial, Tal, Caleb, and Stefan.
Sin 90.7. Boys, big weekend.
Very, very big
weekend. A lot of stuff going on in Melbourne.
Yeah, I was at the MCG doing what everyone was there for, which was to see the Killers, obviously.
I think you may have slightly missed the point there, Stefan. But good on you for getting down to the MCG anyway. The Hallowed Turf on Saturday, the biggest day of the year. You must have felt some serious kind of vibes coming.
Oh, dude.
Is there good energies around the ground?
Yeah, look, I mean, I was in... I feel like everyone was at, you know, Richmond celebrating the big game. It's like, okay, we're going to go home and party, but wait, we're in Richmond. Like, we're in actually the place where the party is. So I just stayed put and just kept partying.
It is like having a party at your house and where if you want to crash, just crash at your own house. It's fine.
Exactly. The heart of the party.
Did you catch Jack Rewalt getting up on stage performing Mr. Brightside with the Killers?
Yeah, it was amazing, man. He was going nuts. And we loved it. The crowd was going crazy, and it was the biggest sporting event since the game.
Wow.
I did see, I saw that he didn't quite have the microphone near his mouth. He kind of had it away from his mouth a little bit.
Nice.
I think that probably was for the benefit of all involved. I think it would have sounded a little bit if we'd actually heard the way that Jack Rewalt sings. Potentially. I don't want to slander his singing voice, but... That was maybe an unconscious decision on his part to save us all.
It was like one of those moments. I think we can all relate. After we've had a few too many lemonades, and Mr. Brightside comes on at a house party, and everyone sings along. It's just one of those songs that you know the words, and you just get a little taste of it, and then you just go. And Jack Rewalt took it, and to his credit,
because apparently he was standing offside on the edge of the stage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, before that, for about 3 songs before
that. Oh, my gosh.
Singing every single word. And the lead singer, what's his
name? Brandon Flowers.
Yeah, he goes, who is that guy? I'll get him on here. I'll introduce him. And he did. And he made Jack Rewalt's day.
Fair enough.
Yeah, well, poor Brandon Flowers, he wasn't really... those guys don't really know anything about AFL, but you guys are big AFL aficionados. How did you enjoy the game?
It was a great game. First quarter was really tight, and then it was a bit of a blowout, like the rest of the finals, to be honest.
It was convincing. That was the main thing. Like,
correct.
It wasn't Richmond convincingly won the season, I think.
I had a quick look on Twitter, like, when the game started, and people already tweeting. So I think Adelaide had the first 2 goals, if I recall. And people were saying, yep, there goes Richmond's AFL Grand Final dreams. Like, come on, man, this is too early. It's too early. And they ended up winning. So, you know, Richmond definitely in out of the woods for two goals.
Yeah, it was a good game, but I found a great little... The next song we're going to play is it's a bit of a remix that we came across. You've probably heard it over this weekend.
I feel like this could have been banging around in the clubs down at Richmond on Saturday night. And probably well into the next 3 months, I'd say.
Yeah.
This is not going to get old.
Yeah, and it's probably the best song out of all of the AFL club songs. It is the Tigerland song. So, I don't even know who the artist is. Just Richmond Football Club?
Yeah, potentially.
Cool. Tigerland by Richmond Football Club.
You just heard Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang. And before that was the Richmond theme song. Well, it was a remix. But I'm happy to announce the biggest news of the day. way bigger than the NRL, is that the Richmond theme song is ranking higher on iTunes than Ed Sheeran and The Killers, even higher than Despacito.
So, it's a win. It's a win. It's been a win on so many fronts this weekend.
As a Western Bulldogs fan, I don't mind it. Because as we said, it is the best AFL theme song. Sure. One thing that we were talking about is just the crazy influx of events that are encouraging people to do crazy things at Fed Square. Have you seen this?
And we're talking within the law, crazy things at Fed Square. We'll make that, not doing any doughies or anything like that. But it is, for anyone that hasn't seen this, you know, it's a bit of a weird thing to be getting around. But there's a whole bunch of events on Facebook saying, do this at Fed Square at this time.
Yeah.
So there's some interesting examples of them. So we've got, one of them is to walk like Tobey Maguire. Yeah. From Spider-Man 3. Now, if anyone remembers that infamous scene from Spider-Man 3...
It's the ultimate cringe.
Super awkward.
It's think of the cockiest, most arrogant walk you could do in the world and couple it with the... What is it? Just the seediness
like
and the
clicking
grossness
his fingers.
Of...
He's flirting with girls. He's like flicking the A fingers at him.
He's manipulating things to make girls' skirts fly up. He's a bit of a creep in general in that scene.
It was just the worst. And it was like seeing one of your heroes... Literally a hero, fall from grace. The other one is Scream Like Goku.
That one's
a couple
of
weekends. Yeah,
and
a couple of weekends ago. And I saw videos. do you guys want to do your best Scream Like Goku just off the mics?
Stefan, if you are.
Stefan, how do you go with a bit of Kameha?
Kameha! Yeah, remember that theme song? Dragon. Did you guys used to watch it? It was the best.
Did I watch it? Cheese TV in the morning?
Yeah, dude.
I never got to watch Dragon Ball Z.
Ooh, mate, where have you been?
Poor man.
I was here. Ask my mum where I was. I was probably locked away in the cupboard or something. I don't know.
In the cupboard? Jeez, man.
An interesting one that we saw the other day. There's a rapper called Lil Pump. Don't listen to him myself, but he does have a bit of a catchphrase. And it's Eskatit. And the event was go to Fed Square and yell this as loud as you can. So we've got a little grab.
Well, Stefan and I didn't know what it was, so we've got the grab. So let's have a little listen.
Now, could you imagine, I don't know, 50, 100, 1,000 people doing that? And I'd also like you to imagine it's your first time in Melbourne.
Yep. Where are you going to go?
You look at all the tourist. You look at all the tourist magazines. They're saying go to Fed Square. Go and see Flinders Street Station. It's beautiful. It's amazing. And you get there, and you've either got a whole bunch of people screaming like Goku, a popular character from early 2000s TV show, or you've got people walking like the biggest creep in cinema in recent memory, Tobey Maguire and Spider-Man 3, or you've got people screaming Eskatit.
I'd be like,
I don't know what your first impressions of Melbourne would be like if that's what you stumble across on your first day in Melbourne.
Eskatit, I'd be like, Melbourne's got some weird dialect going on.
I haven't heard about the local slang, but this is taking it to another level.
Nice one. Now, Stefan, you picked this next song. This is Darker Than the Light That Never Bleeds by Linkin Park and Steve Aoki.
Yes, this is actually a remix of two songs that Steve Aoki did with Linkin Park, you know, Darker Than Blood and The Light Never Comes. So he's combined the two.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in honour of Chester Bennington, and proceeds for that single actually goes to musicforrelief.org, the One More Light Fund, in honour of Chester Bennington. So, yeah, it's something electronic for you guys. I didn't usually play electronic stuff for you, but something for something in the morning to get you pumped up.
Nice one. That one right there was Bike Dream by Rostam. And before that, we had Linkin Park and Steve Aoki's mix on Darker Than the Light That Never Bleeds. Now, Stefan, you've got a little competition for us, haven't we?
Yes. So we're giving away 5 double passes, I believe, to Happy Death Day, which is a Universal Pictures movie, which will be in cinemas October the 12th. So make sure you tune in sometime after 7 when we'll be giving them away. We'll give you the exact instructions on how to win.
But very importantly, you got to be on our socials. You got to be on Facebook.
Exactly.
Got to be on Instagram. Got to be on Twitter. So follow us at Get Serial for your chance to win 5 double passes to Death Day.
Nice.
And so is the idea of Death Day that the main character keeps dying again and again and again? Is that the idea?
Yes. And so it's a slasher movie, and we know that all of our listeners are into that. So, and I believe that the synopsis of the movie is she has to find out who her actual killer is after she's been killed a few times.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I have seen the trailer now that you said it. Yeah, yeah. No, it looks really interesting.
Yeah, so definitely tune in after, well, now until 7 o'clock, because you've got lots of great stuff coming. Awesome. But 7 o'clock is afterwards is when we'll be doing the giveaway.
Unreal. Well, look, little thing I've been thinking about. See you guys. See if you guys can help me out with this one.
Sure.
I think there are some conspiracies at AFL House.
Ooh.
Right at the top, I think there's conspiracies. And I think that we need a... I think it'd be good if we just talked about it a little bit.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And we aired out some of these conspiracies.
You've taken off your beanie. Are you putting on your tinfoil hat?
I am putting on my tinfoil hat.
Cool, cool, cool.
I just have to unfold it here. My tinfoil hat is on.
Wonderful.
First one. Match review panel. Puppeteers. Ooh. From the AFL. They are getting controlled by the AFL. The AFL is pulling the strings.
It's a bombshell.
Well, I don't know if it's a bombshell, but... I think everyone knows it, but I think it just needs to be said.
Okay.
So, Cochin got off, as captains do, you know. It's you can do whatever you like, but, you know, like when you... So, yeah, when you're the captain, you can probably do whatever you like and get away with a little bit more than if it was your 22nd man. Mm. After that, Dusty. One outright over Dangerfield by a vote or two.
Yeah.
That's the way AFL, that one that's the round. AFL wanted it to go, wasn't it?
There's a one round where Dangerfield tore it up, didn't get a vote.
I mean, you see the guy coming out of the armour guard van, and he's got the biggest arms you've ever seen. He's not on duty all year. He's not guarding those votes all year. Somebody from AFL House has snuck in and potentially changed those. Bashir Hooley in the grand final, I thought he got robbed of the Norm Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Robbed, mate.
And Adelaide. Had their flights grounded. I think it's gone that high. They've gone to Richard Branson's ear and they've gone, Richard, we just need to rub it in the Adelaide Crow's face just a little bit more.
I know that Virgin are the sponsor of the AFL, one of the key sponsors. So
see?
There you go. Maybe that's part of their deal.
It all ties in together. I mean, if you come over to my house straight and you see my wall, I've got the wool. I've got the wool pinned up on my wall and it all points to one figure.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't know if I'm sold, but I can see where you're coming from.
Okay, Pat, yeah. Don't worry. I will definitely convince you of it.
In my eyes, the biggest conspiracy is the NRL trying to distract attention from the AFL.
Yeah, definitely.
That, to me, is the biggest conspiracy theory. But don't worry, we have us who are trying to push back against us.
They even went as far as letting a Melbourne team win to try and distract the
exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
But right. let's jump into a song. We're going to go into Young Lean's new song. It's Hurting My Own Skin. Has a little language warning, so, you know, if you've got kids in the car, cup their ears, but yeah.
Yeah, while you're driving,
cup is good.
Yeah, keep your hands on the wheel. You're on Get Serial, Sin 90.7 with Tal, Caleb and Stefan.
Heard of My Own Skin up the top there by Young Lean, and just then we had Sleeping and Falling by Jonty. Sleeping and Falling is very scary.
Oh, God.
It's waking up with that hypnic jerk. It's not the way you want to wake up in the morning. You want to wake up with a nice, slow introduction by your boys here at Get Serious.
Ah, isn't that the truth?
What a great way to wake up.
Yeah, I agree.
Tell you who won't be waking up very nice this morning, and that's Adelaide fans.
Correct. And they probably woke up even more salty yesterday, but maybe it's kind of like that hangover where the first day isn't so bad, the second day is so much worse, because then it's really sunk in and it's festered.
Yeah.
And you realise... That weekend was as bad as I remember.
When you were at Richmond, did you see many Adelaide fans walking around? Like, were there any Adelaide scarves or Adelaide jerseys?
Actually, yeah. And I think that, like I just said a few seconds ago, they were still in denial because they were still cheering for Adelaide.
Oh, my gosh.
They were still cheering. Like nothing ever happened. Like, hey, come on, guys. I missed the end of the game so I could get to the Killers in time. But I know what happened. I saw that slaughter a mile away.
It is... If you're an Adelaide fan, you're still wearing your scarf around. You're very brave. Or your shirt. Or your Adelaide gear. Mm. If you're still wearing it around in Melbourne, A, you're very passionate. And B, you obviously banked on the fact that Adelaide were going to win. And you gave yourselves a couple of days of celebrations in Melbourne before you booked your flight or your bus back home. So.
And you packed only Adelaide clothes. And
I mean, there was plenty of partners of Adelaide fans going, are you sure you don't need to take more than a backpack over to Melbourne? Are you sure you don't need more than one change of shirt?
I'm certain they're going to win. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. It does bring out the thing, like, you know, when have you ever worn anything and been a little bit brave when you're wearing something? I know Saturday, I was wearing my Western Bulldogs jumper because it was my last day as a reigning premier, so I thought I'd wear
soak
it proudly.
You've only had a year to revel in it.
I know. So, yeah, I can finally take it off after a year and give it a wash. But, a car drove past me and flipped the bird to me and gave me the finger.
I've got to be honest, you're going to be a lot more productive now that you don't watch the grand final replay every single day before bed. You're going to get a lot more stuff done.
That's, yeah, it's true. It's very
but
true.
But yeah, like there is a certain... I mean, sometimes you wear stuff and it takes a bit of bravery to wear it. I do remember, Caleb, one time we were in... It was, I think, the end of year 10? It was just coming into summer.
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah. This is one of my absolute all-time favourite Caleb Scanlon stories, so everyone
strap yourself
pay
in,
attention. It was warming up in the summer. It was around the middle of November. It was probably about 30 degrees.
Oh, 40.
40 degrees.
It was hot.
It was hot. It was a stinker. And we were at school. We got to wear... we were at a school where you could wear whatever you liked, and Caleb turned up. This is the day after our last day of school at our last school, so we just had some big celebrations and stuff. And he turns up with one of the biggest turtlenecks I've ever seen in my life. A big, woolly, white turtleneck. And we're sitting outside at lunch, and he is sweltering. I've never seen a man sweat as much as this dude. And everyone's kind of going, Caleb, take it off.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not taking it off.
Caleb, what were you doing, man?
Caleb, just take it off.
Can you explain yourself?
Yeah, so as Tal said, this is the last day of school, the day before. And I had a few love bites on my neck.
Celebratory kisses.
Oh.
So was doing a bit of vacuuming to celebrate. The vacuum got stuck on my neck.
It looked like you'd been playing with a rather energetic octopus, really. It looked like you'd been sucker marks all over your neck. And then bravely, not only were you brave enough to wear it, then you had the bravery to take it off. Yeah. You took it off and you copped it and you wore
it. So really, I did it for nothing. That's it was to like no point at all.
You're sweating for nothing, man.
Oh man.
Time for a little Stefan. Morning cracker, Stefan.
Yes. You got something to keep this going?
We got a trilogy of the morning crackers, which if you've never heard, that's just funny songs that I play. And we've got the trilogy. We're gonna start with Tenacious D, To Be the Best. It's a shorty but a goldie. And you know, look guys, to be on this show, to win the grand finals, yeah, you just got to be the best you can be. This is Tenacious D.
That one right there is Love You Till I Die by Rat Hammock. And before that, we had our morning cracker, or one of the first of the trilogy, and that was to Be the Best, Tenacious D. It's a bit
it's pretty hard. It's pretty hard with the trilogy, as we know from movies, to make it good all the way through. So the challenge is on. You don't drop away after the first one.
The sequel's
and you make
coming
all
up.
Three pretty good.
I think it might be the Star Wars movie, so I think it does peak at the second one, but nice we'll see how we go. Now, to be the best or to be the worst, that's to be the stooge of the week.
Great segue. Love it.
You know what? It's funny, guys, because we've only done Stooge of the Week for like 3 weeks, and I just realized that Tony Abbott, because he's part of this one, he's been in all three.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give the gold stooge to Tony Abbott. I don't even have to mention what he's done because you guys
Congrats,
know.
Congrats, Tony.
And Corey Bernardi as well gets the silver stooge because he's been in two of them. But first stooge, Lerick, I'm going to get Tal to read this headline.
All right. Rapper B.O.B. raising funds to check if Earth is flat.
Oh, yes, I saw this.
Have seen this.
Oh, great.
Yes, so he refers to himself as Flat Earth Bob, so that's what I'll be referring to for now.
Doesn't he have a song about aeroplanes in the night sky, like shooting stars? Like, does he not realize...
Was that him?
Yeah,
that was definitely him, yeah.
So I feel like that kind of... Like, the Earth is round.
Hey, people can change their minds. People can change their opinions.
All right.
Well,
you're not looking happy over that side of the dance.
Sorry.
Looking about to throw something.
He claims that the NASA employees are guarding the edge of the world to prevent people from falling off. So he has a GoFundMe campaign to launch his own satellite so he can find out if the Earth really is flat or not. And little does he know that there are plenty of satellites doing just that. So, mate, Mr. B.O.B., oh, sorry, Flat Earth Bob, you are the first stooge of the week. Now, the second one.
Oh, well, I just was going to say on that, there is a large, high-profile NBA player called Kyrie Irving, who was born in Melbourne. He seems to believe also that Earth is flat. So just because you've got a lot of money doesn't mean that you're necessarily a believer in truth.
Nah, no truth. He must be in denial about his ability, too. Anyway, Caleb, you're going to read this.
Okay.
You're going to read this headline.
Sure.
And scroll down for a photo.
The headline reads, Model Goes Blind After Tattooing Eyeball Warns Other of Dangers. Oh, great. The picture, if I can describe it, is a girl with a purple eye. Just one purple eye. It's very freaky.
Such a shame.
Straight tail.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. That's just... Tattoo on your eyeball.
But you know what? Good on her. Good on her for going and spreading the word. You know, she's taking the sword for all of us.
She is a stooge because
I'll cancel my appointment.
She now has to we're now in around a world where someone has to warn people about the dangers of tattooing your own eye. So, 24-year-old Kat, you're a stooge. And finally, to end, this is the anti-stooge.
The anti-stooge, okay.
Yes, have you guys heard about the arse? Language warning, I already said it. So, the Australian Research and Space Exploration. So, they announced that they were going to be a new Australian space program. And these guys started their own website called the Australian Research and Space Exploration arse. And people thought it was real. Right. If you go on their Instagram, they just pretend that it's a real thing. But they get the anti-stooge winner because, you know, you have to be pretty humorous to not see how amazing that is. That's pretty amazing. Go check that out.
Yeah, and there's a new weather station that's being launched as well.
BUM?
Bureau of Understanding Meteorology. So,
in this anti-science world, we need better understanding of meteorology.
So who are we giving the Stooge of the Week to this week?
Why don't you guys decide? Who wins? Is it the rapper or the lady who tattooed herself?
Rapper for me. I was very angry
B.O.B.
at that.
As well. Yeah. I don't write that.
Sorry, flat off there.
Well done. Well done to B.O.B. for all the wrong reasons.
That seems a wrap-up for Stooge of the Week.
Oh, man. This song that we got coming up, this is by Run the Jewels. This is their latest release. This is on the FIFA 18. Soundtrack. And they're coming to Australia over summer. They're going to be doing Fall's Festival, and they're doing some sideshows.
And you've got
tickets. I've
been
lucky enough to get tickets to. Oh, boy. They're the band that you guys probably have the same ones that probably about 2 years now, they've been the band.
Ooh. The band
for me that I've been like, these are the ones I've got to see. These are the ones that I've got to get to at some point, and now they're here. They're going to be here in January, and I'm very excited to see my boys. So this is Mean Demeanor by Run the Jewels. You're on Sin 90.7 with Tal Caleb and Stefan.
Just a little language warning on this one as well.
I'm Tal Sidoni, and you're listening to Sin News. The Adelaide Crows had a pretty upsetting weekend after being stranded in Melbourne Airport post-grand final loss due to a nationwide Virgin Airlines glitch. Virgin Airlines commented on the issue on Sunday afternoon via social media, stating that we are currently experiencing a disruption to our check-in systems due to an Optus technical issue. Passengers, including the Crows and their fans, were then manually checked into their flights. Optus reportedly had the system up and running by around 3:30 p.m, but Virgin Airlines was left to deal with the massive queues that had accumulated. A controversial British political commentator, Milo Yiannopoulos, is reportedly coming to Australia in December with his Troll Academy tour. Yiannopoulos, whose supporters describe him as an anti-authoritarian champion of free speech and critics as an internet supervillain, says he's big down under, which shows Australians have great taste. The Troll Academy tour will allegedly discuss his views on gay rights, political correctness, feminism, Islam, and the Black Lives Matter movement. Adelaide is the first to host the Troll Academy tour, with other shows in Perth, Melbourne, Sydney and the Gold Coast. Yiannopoulos' recent tour through US universities resulted in violent protests at the University of California in Berkeley. Early reception to his Australian tour suggests signs of hostility. Hundreds of marriage equality supporters marched through Swanston Street yesterday with 600 metres of bright fabric in support of a yes vote on the postal survey. 100 metres was dedicated to each colour of the rainbow. Amongst the same-sex marriage supporters was opposition leader Bill Shorten. Shorten urged supporters not to lose hope in the Yes campaign, telling the rally that the end is in sight. Also displaying the bright colours was the Victorian Police LGBTI Liaison Officer, or GLLO, with a rainbow-coloured police patch on their uniform. According to Victoria Police, the colours are designed to send a visual reminder to members. A number of reptiles have been stolen during a break-in at Newcastle Wildlife Sanctuary over the weekend. New South Wales Police say that Blackbutt Reserve in New Lambton was both stolen from them on Friday night and early Sunday morning. According to the police, a frill-neck lizard was stolen on the first night and 15 reptiles were taken the next. Both break-ins involved forced entry into a storage room. Police request that anyone with information in relation to the reptile theft to call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000. To sport now, it's been a hectic weekend with two Melbourne sports teams doing our city proud. The AFL Premiership went to the Richmond Tigers on Saturday, whose 48-point flogging of the Adelaide Crows broke a 37-year Premiership drought. The North Queensland Cowboys were no match for Mother Nature yesterday in the NRL Grand Final, as Melbourne Storm cleaned them up with a 34-6-point win. The weather today is currently 10.5 degrees with a low of 9 and a top of 18, so make sure to enjoy the touch of sunshine today. It's going to be warm and dry indoors, so stay out of the wind. That's all the news for now. You're listening to Get Serial.
Get up!
Get out of bed!
Get coffee!
Get juice!
Get toast!
Get some form of condiment!
Get interviews!
Get news!
Get music!
Get entertainment!
Get naked!
You're listening to
Get Cereal!
That's right. We do not have Imogen this morning. We have Tal as a newsreader. Oh, well boy. Done, my friend.
Hey, thank good you. Work. Good promotion.
And she put in some absolute tongue twist in there for me. Putting in Milo Yiannopoulos. That's testing me for sure.
Dude, you killed it. Yeah, well done. But as for those that are just joining us, this is our last show of the season.
Yes.
And you've brought in a little something, something.
Look, I've got a gift for you guys. I thought, seeing as this is the last show, we've had a pretty good first hour, but I really want to make this show one to remember. I want to make it a really cracking show, so I've brought in something quite special to me and my family. It's okay. It's a good luck charm that's been in our family for generations and generations. It's a lucky rabbit's foot. Here it is.
Oh, what?
Oh. Anyone want to hang it around their neck or?
No. I can. Smells I can off.
That's fine.
See
that's
it.
Fine. I'll put it in the corner of the studio.
Cool.
Yeah, I think it's going to bring us good luck. It hasn't brought my family good luck yet, but the gypsy that gave it to us like 300 years ago
from the hunter gathering period.
Yeah. It's that she said that it will give us good luck eventually. So I think I really feel like today's the day.
Nice.
That we get some good luck.
Yeah, sure.
Foot. So I think it can only bring us good luck. It's going to be great.
Yeah, last show. Let's do it. Let's jump into a song. This is Blues Backing Track.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool song by Clifton Hunter. So, yeah.
Let's play. Unreal. Boy.
Oh, my gosh. Why did you bring that in?
Are you serious? Thanks, man. Dude, it is a family relic. This is going to bring us such good luck, this show. It's like, I brought it in for you guys. I'm just thinking of the show. I'm thinking about, I just want to make this successful, all right? And you're just disrespecting my family history? You serious?
Dude, I thought you were like a vegetarian or a vegan. Aren't they the same thing?
Oh, all right. Well, for starters, yes and no, but it doesn't matter. It's like, I'm not eating it.
You seriously, you're
I'm
killing
just
me.
Using it you as a really good luck charm. Me.
Because you came in, last night you said, boys from 7 onwards, don't worry about having any content. I've got my lucky rabbit foot.
Yeah, well, I was feeling good about it.
We've got no content for the next half an hour.
I thought the rabbit's foot
no
was going
to
carry me, okay?
If anything, it's going to bring us bad luck.
Well, all right. Look, I think it's going to be fine. It's not going to bring us bad luck because I've got it.
Boys. I don't mean to alarm anyone.
Yeah.
I've left the mics on.
Now you see. Oh. You're serious, are you?
You know, I can't believe that I got fired from the show over you two.
God, Caleb, you had one job. We only give you one job a week, and that's doing Morning Glory, which
exactly.
You've forgotten to do. You've forgotten to do Morning Glory. The one job. And you don't even choose it yourself. All you have to do is pick one good song. And I know you ask Siri for
Mike's
a song.
Mics are on. Let's just go to Morning Glory.
Far out.
They've probably already heard too much. Let's just go into it.
You listen to Get Cereal.
This is Mole Man in the morning. Good Mole Man to you.
I'm easy like Sunday morning.
I'm cereal. I'm super cereal.
1, 2, 3.
That one right there was Hey Ya by Outkast.
Wasn't it?
We had a little technical hiccup before that song, but thanks for sticking around.
Please stay with us.
Yeah, Stefan, do you want to give us a little reminder about the competition coming up?
Yes, so we're giving away 5 double passes to Happy Death Day, which is in cinemas October the 12th. And so listen after the headlines, after 7:30, to be in the running to win those. And don't forget to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/getcereal for the updates on that.
Mm. Definitely stick around for that. But don't go anywhere because right now we're going to get to something that we've been hanging out all season to talk about. This is probably going to be one of the most interesting topics that we've talked about all season.
We saved this one, didn't we?
We saved it.
I came up with it
everyone's
like week
be really
3
excited.
Or something. And
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
No, it's like, too good. Too good of a
too
concept.
Good. Like our producer kept saying, no, like not this week. Next week. We'll do it next week. We'll do it next week. We'll talk about it next week. And we kept saying, all right, build up the suspense. Boys, do you scrunch or do you fold?
Oh,
I roll them.
Oh, sorry, we're just...
Sorry,
well,
guys.
Someone at the door. Sorry.
Hang on.
Guys, we got an Uber Eats order.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I ordered one because it's my last show,
what
so I thought
heck?
I would get something to enjoy with you guys.
You couldn't even get it
your last
like, delivered
show.
During the song? Why'd you let them in while we're talking?
Because, you know, I just think that after our bit of a you know, it wasn't a meltdown, our friendly chat, we should, you know, get some coffee.
Oh, I've got one extra shot small macchiato with ethically sourced, environmentally friendly Ethiopian blend.
Oh, yes, that's definitely mine. That's definitely mine. That's me through and through.
Right. Yep.
I've got a piccolo cappuccino with no froth and extra chocolate, 3 equals half almond, half hot water with 67 degree hot milk.
I'll take that.
All right.
That's my order.
And lucky last, we've got half skinny, half soy decaf mocha with 1 equal and no chocolate. Warm to exactly double your body temperature with the barista's tax file number whispered as the milk was heating. Served in an ornamental teacup, despite it was a damn takeaway, so obviously no spillage.
Yeah. So, yeah, good to know that Stefan knows my order. Thank you. Yeah,
thank
you very
guys.
Much.
Thank you, Stefan. Coming up after this song, we're going to be talking about wanky coffee orders.
Can we talk about something else?
Yeah, actually, no, that's fair enough.
Yeah, I think that might
actually,
be a good idea.
I know we've got this. This is good.
So, how do we forget about this? This is going to be great. Massive guest coming up. Massive guest. You may have heard a little team called Richmond, one on the weekend, and we've got a man who's pretty high up in the club.
We won't give it away, but yeah, you'll know him.
You'll know him when you hear him.
I'll give you a little hint. He's from Tigerland.
He is, and you would have seen him on the TV. You would have heard his voice. You would have seen him with maybe a medal around his neck, potentially. So,
yeah, don't go anywhere. But
big guess, big steal
big
for
time.
Us. So stick around.
This is Skrillex's remix of Humble by Kendrick Lamar.
And a little language remix. I remember syrup sandwiches and... First up there was the Skrillex remix of Humble by Kendrick Lamar. And just then we had Banks with her song Underdog. Now, we have been revving up the guests that we had coming on next. It was going to be a big one. Hmm. It was.
It's that foot of yours in the studio.
It's going to come good. Trust me, it is going to. It's going to come good. It's going to be fine. We were going to have on premiership coach of the Tigers, Damien Hardwick.
Wow.
It was all lined up and ready to go, but I don't know. Maybe he slept in this morning or something. I don't know, but he's not answering his phone.
We don't have anything lined up for this next bit. So I was thinking. We have Damien Hardwick's number. He's obviously can't pick up our phone. But, stuff it. Let's change the last number on the phone. We'll call it, see if anyone answers.
We'll try our best. So we'll dial the number. We'll change the last digit on the number. And hopefully we'll get somebody. What we're looking for is somebody that is, I think, with our good luck charm, we'll get somebody that's willing to talk and... You know, maybe has some views. Maybe they can talk for Damien Hardwick. So
someone to hang out with on the weekend, maybe.
Yeah. So let's see what we got here. Oh, hello. Hi. Sorry. We're woken you up.
Yeah. Who's this?
Mate, it's Tal Caleb and Stefan from Get Cereal. Big, big breakfast show in Melbourne. How you going?
Might have heard of us.
What's that? Who's this? Sorry, is it the radio?
Yeah, man. It's Tal, Caleb and Stefan from Get Cereal. Look, we had an interview lined up this morning, but fell through. But what's your name?
I'm Jono.
Oh,
hey, Jono. You seem like a top bloke. I just want to know, what you do on the weekend?
Not much. Just sort of worked and stuff.
Look,
the reason we're calling, we had an interview lined up with Damien Hardwick from the Richmond Football Club, but he couldn't take the call, so yeah, we just changed a couple of digits around on the phone number, and yeah, you were our lucky caller.
Oh, Damien Hardwick. Yeah, my mum loves. He's the guy from Australian Idol. Yeah. 2006.
Yeah.
My mum loves. Hang on, wait. I'm sorry. He's a couple of digits away from my number, so I can just sort of flick her arm. I'm going to give Damien a call. People sing at my mum's birthday or something.
Oh, all right. I mean, hopefully Damien's all right with doing that. That'd be I'm sure your mum would appreciate that. That'd be great.
Look, we had a few questions lined up for Damien. Bed, do you mind? We'll just bounce them off you. Like, you're probably the second best thing we could get.
Seem to know Damien pretty well.
Mm. Yeah, man. Do you live in the local area?
What local area? Excuse me.
Yeah, we're Melbourne's biggest breakfast show.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm from Melbourne, yeah.
And you haven't heard of us?
No, sorry.
Oh, you haven't heard of Tal Calum and Stefan? Do you think you could spread the word?
No, my sister's dog's called Tal.
Oh, a good dog? At all?
Yeah, good dog.
Yeah. yeah, nice. Look, you got anything planned for this week, Jono? Gonna be doing any celebrating after the win on the weekend?
You mean the Stormers, the big Storm boys?
Other team? Do you hear about the other one?
Yeah, the Cowboys. Yeah, they lost.
There was one more that I had in mind. Don't know if you heard of it. It was kind of big news. Tigers, the team that Damien's kind of in charge of.
Mate, Damien Hardwick has had an album out since 2008, mate. I don't think he's playing around with footy these days. So
Damien Hardwick's the coach of the Richmond Tigers. They broke their 30-year premiership drought on the weekend against Adelaide Crows.
Oh, wow. I didn't realise Damien was into football, but...
So if you were Damien Hardwick, how would you be spending your week? Would you be celebrating a little bit?
Oh, well, so it's Mad Monday, isn't it? So I'd probably keep things flowing on, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Are you gonna dress up or anything, or are you just going to wear your normal kit today? What would your normal kit look like?
Well, I'll tell you what, now that I've heard of it, I might put my leather jacket on and jeans and boots and dress up like Damien myself, see if I can't do a bit of a flashback to 2006 Australian Idol.
Look, I'm sure that'll go down. That'll go down well, I think. So, thank you for joining us, Jono.
Thanks, Jono. Yeah,
informative. We learnt a lot about the other side of Damien Hardwick that I don't think any of us knew about his budding musical career. So, sorry for waking you up again.
Spotify guys. Get on Spotify, check him out. Really great.
We'll try that out.
Thanks heaps. Jono, you have a wonderful week, and don't celebrate Mad Monday too hard.
No worries, guys. I probably will anyway.
Thanks again, Jono. Thanks for being a good sport.
Next song is Locked Up. This song is by SpinFX Gum, and it features Briggs and Malia.
You're on Get Serial. My name is Stefan Bradley, and these are the headlines. A controversial British political commentator, Milo Yiannopoulos, is reportedly coming to Australia in December with his Troll Academy tour. Hundreds of marriage equality supporters marched through Swanston Street yesterday with 600 metres of bright fabric in support of a yes vote on the postal survey. A number of reptiles have been stolen during a break-in at Newcastle Wildlife Sanctuary over the weekend. And now to sport. It's been a hectic weekend with Geelong absolutely smashing Port Adelaide by about 100 points. What do you think about that, boys?
Geelong and Port Adelaide?
Yeah.
I think that was the 2007
grand final. That was 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Yeah, 10.
I think you've got... So that news sheet you've got there sitting on the desk, I think that might have just been laying around from 10 years ago.
Oh, so that's what that news sheet was sitting there for.
I was wondering why it was next to a fax machine. I'm like, who uses fax machines?
Can I just say, Tal, it's that freaking rabbit's foot
that you've brought
into the studio. Can we just burn it?
I don't know why you guys are so against it. I feel like it is going to give us some good luck, but... If you guys think that the right thing to do...
This last half an hour has been anything but good luck.
All right, let's go through pros and cons of having the rabbit foot in the studio. Pros, gives us really good luck, I think, or is about to. Any second now, we're going to have good luck from the rabbit's foot.
Con, it has not as of yet.
Okay, that's a con. I'll take that. I'll admit that. That is a con. But can you think of any other cons? Has anything else happened this half
con,
an hour?
It smells... Okay. And other con, I think it goes against your vegan, vegetarian, religious beliefs.
Right, whatever. Any more?
Do you want me to start?
Think...
Because firstly, I turned off all the mics. They stayed on. And then everyone on air could hear us ripping onto each other.
Not the rabbit's
The magic
foot
of
fault.
Radio was broken. Then next, we have our interview lined up with Damien Hardwick. Of course he doesn't pick up, so we just call up some random guy who was half asleep.
You thought
Damien Hardwick was from Australian Idol 2006.
Well, I thought that was informative. I thought that helped people understand the world that we lived in. Okay. All right?
All right.
Yeah, I forgot about Damien.
Next, we have the Uber Eats guy come in.
Well, we all got coffees, didn't we?
True, yeah.
And they got our... Right.
Okay, put that in the pros column.
Okay,
we all
so
got
we've
our
got two in the pros, and
order.
We've got about 15 in the cons. Okay, I'll cop this one. I'll get rid of the rabbit's foot. I'll put it in the paper shredder. No worries. We can move along from this. Maybe the rest of the show will be better. I don't know. I thought this was the day that we got some good luck, all right.
It's time to get back on the bandwagon.
Tossed it.
The show's back on the road. Let's go. Let's jump into Flashing Lights by Kanye West. That was the Lemon Twigs. And Why Didn't You Say That? That's off our Sweet 16. Very, very sweet.
Very, very sweet. And before that,
we had a bit of a throwback. It was Kanye West's Flashing Lights. And the studio is back in working order. Tyler's gotten rid of his rabbit foot. Hopefully, we'll see
how the rest of the show goes. But, you know, maybe it'll go well. Who knows?
I got high hopes for the rest of the show, guys, especially because we have a giveaway on right now. Have you guys heard about the movie Happy Death Day? Because if you haven't... basically, it's a slasher film, and it's a thriller in which a college student relives the day of her murder with both its unexceptional details and terrifying end until she discovers her killer's identity. Starring Jessica Roth, who was in La La Land.
Oh, wow.
Who'd she play in La La Land?
La La Land? I don't know. I haven't seen it. Have you seen it?
I've seen it.
It's good, yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, and it's from Jason Blum, the producer of Get Out and The Visit, and it'll be in cinemas October the 12th, and we've got 5 double passes to give away. And
tell us, Stefan, what do we have to do to be able to win those double passes? Where do we go? What do we say? What do we do?
So go on facebook.com/getserial, and you can see we've made some posts. You'll be able to see the Happy Death Day poster. Comment on that. Let us know what do you want for your own personal death day. You know, we've had birthdays. It's a bit last life. But what do you want for your death day?
Well, what would you want on your death day?
I tell you what, I want Jason Voorhees hockey mask. I think it's awesome. Also, knowing me, I'm probably gonna go to hell. So I'm gonna need like some lemonade because it's gonna be really, really hot.
I love the double assumption. Yeah, that there's a hell, and also that you're definitely gonna be going there.
Yeah, no, of course. Come on.
I mean,
guys.
I've seen you. Paneling, and sometimes you forget to put language warnings on songs. So,
yeah, you're pretty bad boy.
If there's a sin hell, you're going there.
Yeah. What about you guys? What's on your? What do you want?
I just want something to ease the transition between life and death.
Cup of tea, maybe a nice little cup of tea, neck massage, really.
Yeah,
ooh.
A neck massage.
I would love to go out face down on a massage table.
Nice.
Getting massaged.
Seb Wild giving you a massage.
Mm-mm.
Seb Wild's a close friend of ours who's a very good masseuse.
Always good when you have to explain a reference to everybody.
A little inside joke there with Tal and I.
Unfortunately,
very funny.
Unfortunately, there are not a lot of high-profile massage therapists that we could probably give a shout-out to and incorporate into a joke about massage therapists.
No.
So, I couldn't even
think of one. On my death day, I would like an iTunes gift voucher.
$20?
Yeah.
Yeah, Angry Birds?
Yeah, probably.
Angry Birds.
Maybe.
Candy Crush.
Cut the rope. I mean, I got to do something while I'm up there.
Do the jump.
Yeah, at least you have something to do. But once again, go on our Facebook page, facebook.com/getserial, and the really funny comments will be the ones who receive the passes.
Or even the first 5 on there.
Yeah.
First 5?
So, I mean...
They've got to be good.
Make them funny, but more importantly, just get them on there.
What if they comment first? Like, you know when they do that on memes and they just comment first?
Maybe it's so ironic that they'd win a double pass.
I'd support that.
And just to reiterate, you can use these double passes any time after the film's released, so you don't have to see it on a particular day. And even when it says no free tickets, you can use the free tickets.
But
how about that?
Do make sure you see it before your death day, because it looks like a pretty good flick.
Yeah,
exactly.
Definitely. Let's jump into Eka Vandal's new song. It's called Future Heroine. You're on Get Serial with Tal, Caleb and Stefan. This is Sin 90.7.
You're on Get Serial with Tal, Caleb and Stefan. The song you just heard was Future Heroine by Eka Vandal, and you would have just heard then a little reminder about the postal surveys that have been going out. Make sure you do get yours back and vote in the interest of fairness in our society. Boys, O-bikes. They are a scourge.
Have you ridden one?
They are.
No, and have you seen anyone riding one? I have
once,
not seen one making the rounds of Melbourne
once.
Yet. I've barely... I mean, the blue bikes, you would see... Like, when they were more popular, you'd see them a bit.
Yeah, a little.
But I have not seen the O-bikes. I have not seen a single person on them.
I mean, I've seen them.
We've seen them everywhere.
It's impossible not to see them.
They've been everywhere. They've been up trees. They've been in rivers. They've been wrapped around poles. I don't know. It's just... What are they good for?
Not riding, apparently.
Not riding, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like everything but riding.
I've seen a lot of people in the city just see an O-bike and kick them over. Yeah, they just have something against O-bikes.
O-bikes.
I mean, it is pretty indicative of what we're like as Australians, Melbournians, that, you know, you look at Singapore, where everyone's like, oh, great, free bike service. Mm. Fantastic, we'll ride these around. This will be perfect. Whereas us, we just, we kick them over in the street and we chuck them in the Yarra. Like,
yeah, anyone who's been to Europe knows that everyone's riding their bikes, especially in France, with the little baskets up the top, being all romantic and stuff. Not so much for bikes.
What can you run us through what kind of romantic things you do on a bike, Stefan, when you're riding through Paris?
Oh, in Paris? Well, you know, probably getting hit by cars, to be honest. The traffic is crazy there.
Crazy cradle, traffic, cradle the love of your life in their arms as they slowly slip away.
If you're going to have anything in that little basket, you need an emergency kit. Definitely.
Tal, what are some ways? Riding no bikes, what are we going to use them for?
You know, next year, we've got the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games coming up. Nice. Potential for a new game.
Okay.
O-bike chucking. I'm envisaging something like the hammer throw, where you kind of get it by the handlebars and by the seat, one hand each, and you swing around, around, and around, and you unleash it, and you see how far it goes. And there would be a very particular trick to it, so if you could throw it so that it lands upright and rolls forward on its wheels.
Nice.
I mean, that's where like distance, the next level of skill would come in.
I mean, I've seen a few guys push over them, so I might have our Australia's first representatives for this sport.
Yeah. Look, we're not advocating throwing them, but once it's passed the Commonwealth Games Committee, maybe we can make it okay.
Yeah, cool. So I mean, they're all getting thrown into the Yarra anyway, so let's start measuring how far they throw them.
I mean, let's make the most of it. Let's jump on board.
Yeah, look, Commonwealth Games organisers in Queensland, if you're listening, which we know you are, you should... It'd be a great promo if you gave us free tickets to Commonwealth Games if we ride our O-bikes to the Gold Coast.
I wonder how much it'd cost us.
I do wonder how far the O-bikes have spread. Like, how far... Like, obviously, they've started in Melbourne. Oh, how far have they
gotten? It's like the cane toads or something.
Well, I mean, obviously, like, this is ground zero.
Yeah.
Whereas, how far have the tendrils, or the tentacles of the O-bike scourge, how far have they gotten outside of Melbourne?
We'll be able to pick some up on the way to the Gold Coast, then. Because they're probably good everywhere.
It'd be a good way to get up there. Chuck a little motor on them.
And we'll be so fit for the games once we get there.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, we'll see how the O-bikes last. It looks like they may be getting shut down by the mayor. They're not looking... The council is not keen on them for obvious reasons. Bit of a health and environmental hazard.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Just after this second morning cracker, but just after that, we're going to go into the news, but then we've got an interview with the film crew from Aperture. It's a film that's come out just recently. Make sure you stick around. But also, we have got our competition running on Facebook. We spoke about it just before the last song. If you jump onto Facebook and you go on the Get Serial page, you can actually... So there's a competition where we're...
Giving away for Happy Death Day, and you can win one of five double passes to see the movie.
That means that you can take yourself and somebody else.
Exactly.
That's what a double pass means.
Yes.
In case anyone was
thank you
unsure about that.
Just comment on that, what you want for your death day, and you can win a pass. All right, so time for Morning Cracker, boys.
Yeah, sure.
Now, just a quick introduction to this, really quick. Ninja Sex Party, a band I like. A bit of a language win on this one. I don't know about you guys, but I got bullied, you know, hourly at school. So I just wish that there was a cool patrol to hang on with. You guys seem like... You guys are pretty cool. I reckon you would have led the cool patrol.
I bullied Caleb for a while to make him become my friend. So yes. That's how we became friends.
So anyone who's listening who got bullied hourly, or, you know, even daily at school, this is for you.
This is Sin News.
Good morning, I'm Caleb Scanlon and you're listening to Sin News. The Adelaide Crows had a pretty upsetting weekend after being stranded in Melbourne Airport post-grand final loss due to a nationwide Virgin Airlines glitch. The Adelaide Crows had a pretty... Sorry. Virgin Airlines commented on the issue on Sunday afternoon via social media, stating that we are currently experiencing a disruption to our check-in systems due to an Optus technical issue. Passengers, including the Crows and their fans, were then manually checked into their flights. Optus reportedly had the system up and running by about 3:30 p.m., but Virgin Airlines was left to deal with the massive queues that had accumulated. A controversial British political commentator, Milo Yiannopoulos,
is reportedly coming to Australia in December with his Troll Academy tour. Yiannopoulos, whose supporters describe him as an anti-authoritarian champion of free speech and critics as an internet supervillain, says he's big down under, which just shows Australians have great taste. The Troll Academy tour will allegedly discuss his views on gay rights, political correctness, feminism, Islam, and the Black Lives Matter movement. Adelaide is the first to host the Troll Academy tour, with other shows in Perth, Melbourne, Sydney, and the Gold Coast. Yiannopoulos' recent tour through the US universities resulted in violent protests at the University of California in Berkeley. Early reception to his Australian tour suggests signs of hostility. Hundreds of marriage equality supporters marched through Swanston Street yesterday with 600 metres of bright fabric in support of the yes vote on the marriage postal survey. 100 metres was dedicated to each colour of the rainbow. Amongst the same-sex marriage supporters was opposition leader Bill Shorten. Shorten urged supporters not to lose hope in the Yes campaign, telling the rally that the end is in sight. Also displaying the bright colours was the Victorian Police LGBTI Liaison Officer, or GLLO, with a rainbow-coloured police patch on their uniform. According to Victoria Police, the colours are designed to send a visual reminder to members. A number of reptiles have been stolen during the break-in at Newcastle's Wildlife Sanctuary over the weekend. New South Wales Police say that the Black Butt Reserve in New Lambton was both stolen from on Friday night and early Sunday morning. According to the police, the frill-necked lizard was stolen on the first night and 15 reptiles were taken the next. Both break-ins involved forced entry into a storage room. Police request that anyone that has information in relation to the reptile theft to call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. To sport now, it's been a hectic weekend with two Melbourne sports teams doing our city proud. The AFL Premiership went to the Richmond Tigers on Saturday, whose 48-point flogging of the Adelaide Crows broke a 37-year Premiership drought. The North Queensland Cowboys were no match for Mother Nature in yesterday's NRL Grand Final as Melbourne Storm cleaned them up with a 34-6-point win. That's all for news now. You're listening to Get Serial.
Get up!
Get out of bed!
Get coffee!
Get juice!
Get toast!
Get some form of condiment!
Get interviews!
Get news!
Get music!
Get entertained!
Get naked!
You're listening to
Get Serial!
You're listening to Get Serial on Sin 90.7 with Tal, Caleb and Stefan. We got lots of great stuff coming on this hour. But first, we've got an interview with we've got David. How you going? And we've got Luke.
Hello.
And
sorry, these two boys are yeah. As we mentioned before the news, they're actually the so David's the writer and the actor, and Luke is the director for the film Aperture.
Yep.
So boys, the film's not out yet, is that correct?
Not yet, no.
So where's the film at the moment?
We're probably about
98% done.
98% done with filming, yeah.
So editing,
just two more days left of shooting.
Oh, cool.
At the moment, we had some scheduling issues with people, and we've got some people going away and
yep.
things. So yeah, just two more days left, and we've all wrapped this up.
Where's it being set? Where are you shooting most of it?
Mostly around the Melbourne area. A lot of it's been done down Moorabbin, Sandringham area, but we've also gone up to Kilsyth, Box Hill,
Fitzroy,
Mernda.
Oh my goodness,
that was a trek.
Where on earth is Mernda?
Past South Morang.
Oh my gosh. Yep. I hope there's no one from Mernda listening this morning. I've just totally offended all of them.
I don't think
that Luke, I notice you're wearing your Richmond jersey.
Very proudly.
Nice. So did you go to the game on Saturday?
No, I was at Punt Road.
Oh, cool. So probably
just as good.
The second
just
best place to watch it.
Don't have to worry about all those pesky Adelaide supporters.
Nah.
just a quick one on the game. Did you think Dusty should have won the Norm Smith or...
It was a tough one because like, he was really good, and every time he had the ball, you felt like, oh, is this going to break the game open? So I can understand him winning, but I think Bashir Hooley could have won as well.
Yeah, yeah. It was a flip of the coin. But no, it was a really good game.
It was really good. Couple of tears.
Yeah. Somehow we survived Swan Street.
We did.
Oh, yeah, so you were...
I'm not even a Tiger supporter.
So who do you support?
I'm Fremantle.
Fremantle. Fair enough.
I'm from Perth, so...
Oh, nice. Yep. So grew up in Perth?
Yep, grew up in Perth. Moved over to Melbourne last year. Did a full-time acting course there, and now really working more to break into the film industry over here.
Nice one.
Awesome. Now, if we could maybe just go back a bit. So David is the writer and the actor, and Luke is the director. Can you just tell us about Aperture? That's how you say it, right? And
yeah, Aperture,
tell our audience what the film is ultimately about.
Well, the film's about a photographer played by David whose life goes haywire when people from his past come back into it.
Right.
So it does have. So you want to explain a bit more about how you got the story and stuff?
Well, the story. I sort of say it's like in every good story, there's an element of truth. So it is based off a few things which happened to my life last year. Obviously, not everything's true. Being dramatized for effect. But I based a couple of things off my life and just created the story from it. And so also with some of the characters, I put a bit of myself into almost every character. So it wasn't just one character was just me, it was spread over. And so
you get a certain kind of authenticity from that. You can, when you see those kind of movies or TV shows or pieces of art, you can, when someone's put a little bit of themselves into it, something that, you know, they personally had experience with, you get that kind of authenticity.
Yeah, it is. And even when acting, I still got to remember I'm still playing a character. It's not just me. So I still have to put myself into the frame of mind, particularly with some of the scenes gets, how would you describe it?
It was a bit of a difficult scene we had to do, and David was a bit hard getting into the mood, and I was trying to remind him that it's not you, it's how your character's going to sort of react to it more so.
Yeah, it would be hard trying to balance also distancing yourself from it.
Exactly.
But also being completely at one with it at the same time. That would be really hard to come to terms with, I suppose.
Because there are different acting techniques, and like the Stanislavski one, using emotional recall, that's a technique which doesn't really work for me, so I have to go through different other ways to try and elicit the same emotional responses for that.
Yeah, so do you mean by that, you mean you going back to a memory and trying to remember how you reacted to
going back to a memory, but I don't fully go back into it because I personally lock all that stuff away.
Yeah.
So I can go back to the memory to sort of remember what it was and then use some other different techniques to help me get there. So that has helped in a couple of scenes which have been pretty emotionally draining, I'd say.
Yeah, totally imagine.
Is there any conflicts between, I guess, you know, the David, as you wrote it, and then Luke directs, is there any, you know, conflicts within when you're making a scene, you know, compared to how he wrote it, that kind of stuff?
Absolutely none. David's been a trooper. If you saw one of my edits on, like, version 10 of the script, I probably ran out of red ink. I wrote a lot of edits. But David's been fantastic. He's really
but
been
at least
on...
you talked me through it, so it wasn't a stab in the heart.
I was like, hey, David, we're just doing all this. No, he's been really good. We've got a really good relationship. And he knows that my intentions are only to get the best out of the film. So we've got a really good working relationship. And he is always free to say no to whatever.
Yeah, it's good to have that kind of that relationship when you're working in a, you know, professional setting. Mm. Were you guys mates beforehand?
We'd actually met on set of a web series which I directed, and Luke came on board to be our cameraman for a couple of episodes. So that's where we met, and that was actually end of last year as well.
Was it end of last year?
Pretty sure.
Oh, wow. I don't remember
when. Actually,
it
no.
it was like April. Or something.
No, it was the start of this year.
Yeah, it's not this year.
That's right. I'd come back.
Well, you guys happy to stick around while we go through the song?
Absolutely.
Jump to about the film after this.
Cool. We're going to jump into Alex Leahy's song, I Haven't Been Taking Care of Myself. Yeah, make sure you stick around. You're on Get Serial with Tal, Caleb and Stefan. And we've got the, we've got Luke and David from Aperture. That one right there is I Haven't Been Taking Care of Myself by Alex Leahy.
All right, we're talking the Aperture film, and we've got David, who's the writer and the director. We've got, the writer and the actor. And we've got Luke, who's the director. And just joining us now is Sam, the actress. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you going?
Good. It's good to have you in here. So we got a gotcha question now. So we want to know, how was the casting process like for you? And maybe the other guys can just tell us as well how crazy it was.
Well, originally I was asked to come along and do a script read through, and from then on I sort of fell in love with the character of Nicole and just knew I wanted to audition straight away. So I went to about 2 different auditions, did a different part of the script each time, and eventually then I just got the job. So the audition process was a lengthy one, but worth it.
Nice.
Definitely.
What was it about Nicole that you really... Was it something that you saw in yourself that was in Nicole?
I feel like you guys might know a little bit more about the character.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the character of Nicole is, she is Ella's sister, so Ella's the main character.
Mm-hmm.
one of the main characters, and she steals all of Nicole's, all of Ella's boyfriends and sleeps with all of her guys.
I take back my question. Yeah.
We did not know that.
She's very lost. She's a very complex character. I feel like everybody knows one of those girls that sort of has a bit of a slutty phase and uses men to sort of validate themselves. Mm-hmm. So I can understand where she's coming from, and I've done a lot of research on that sort of, like, you know, self-esteem issues and using men and stuff like that. So I find that people sort of overlook her character a lot, and they just go, oh, she's just a slut.
Yeah.
So, I really wanted to play the other side of her, that she is lost and she does need someone to love her, and and she is a good sister, even though she's probably not doing the best by by Ella, but, yeah.
So her and Ella are sisters?
Yes.
And she's pinching all her men?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Be like you with all my girlfriend style.
Turn it up, mate. We're not brothers.
Yeah,
true. Whatever I want.
Yeah.
Oh man. Well,
now for the up and coming filmmakers and actors, you know, so putting together a film like this, it's been obviously incredible and rewarding task for you guys. But what other challenges have you, not just obviously the casting, but what other challenges have you gone to, you know, create the movie and all that stuff?
I think the biggest thing was financial and scheduling. We're shooting for all of September, and you're trying to get, 10 cast and 10 crew every day for about, 30 cast, days. Yeah. And you have the finances to sort of reimburse a lot of them. That was the hardest thing, really, just to get all those people in.
But
a great group of people on board, though. I've been really blessed with a great crew and cast that have been really dedicated for this process, which has been fantastic.
So have you got a lot of friends that are working on the shoot, or...?
Yeah, a lot of them. A lot of them I wanted to are all busy at uni, so they all couldn't do it last minute, which is great. But made some new friends on this one, which has been really good.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah, the crew's been really good. Everyone's been really professional about it, and we've got quite a lot done. There's just been a few unfortunate times where we've had to cancel a few days, so that has pushed us back a little bit, but... It's only a few more days we need to do, so it's just waiting until we can get back to do that now.
And when are you... So you're looking for, like, a 2018 release? Is that the idea?
Yeah, 2018 release. So finish it off this year and start editing...
ASAP.
Yeah, ASAP, pretty much. And hope to get it out in early 2018 with the prospects of having a premiere here in Melbourne and also over in Perth.
Awesome.
I do like to say I can class this as a Western Australian film. Because, thankfully, my family are just so generous.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Nice. Well, obviously, it is a little bit of time before it does come out. Where can people go to kind of keep up with the film, how it's going, the details about it? You got any socials or websites that people can have a look at?
Yep, our main one would be our Facebook page. So that's Aperture Film Emerald Swan. We've also got an Instagram page, which is at Aperture_film. And we've also got an IMDb page as well.
Excellent.
So you can check up on all
Do you have
three.
An IMDb page yourself?
I do. All three of us do.
We all do.
So you were in Jasper Jones.
Yes, I was.
Out of the three, do you have, like, maybe the most prestigious IMDb slot?
That would actually be me.
Yeah, that would be you. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just because of Jasper Jones. That's it.
Just because of that. Yeah.
If we could just go around the three of you and just let us, maybe tell our audience, if the audience was about to sit down and watch the movie, obviously it's not 100% complete, what would you want to maybe get out of it or interpret or anything like that?
For me, it's probably being able to see a bit of yourself in the characters, because as I was writing it, I could only really see one part, but once... we got a cast and I could see the actors acting it out, it's let me see more three dimensions of each character, that it wasn't just what I'd written down, but they'd added in part of themselves and part of other influences, which has helped really flesh out these characters, that everyone will be able to see part of themselves in these characters, and they can see, yes, these situations happen, and sometimes it may not be the best outcome, but this is what happens.
I guess for me, the relationship between each of the characters and how everybody influences each other, like, no one's just separate. They all sort of know each other. They all influence each other's lives and their decisions. So I feel like that's, like, a juicy thing right there.
So you can take into that.
Yeah.
I think the film deals about life. We deal with a lot of hard topics in this one, with like such as mental health, sexuality, relationships, family, and stuff like that. So I think it's important for people to just get, you know, to sort of see it as life itself. Like, it sort of just goes in that sort of direction and how the characters sort of deal with everything.
Yeah, nice. Well, looking forward to the release coming out next year. Best of luck with the rest of the film.
Thank you,
guys.
Rest of the production. I'm sure it's going to be an absolute cracker when it comes out. And just a quick reminder that if anything we talked about during that interview brought up any kind of feelings for you, you can always call Beyond Blue on 1300 22 46 36 or Lifeline on 13 11 14. There's people there for you if you need it. But thanks again for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Abbotshire will hopefully come out next year. David, Luke, and Sam, thank you guys very much. You're listening to Get Serial with Tyler Caleb Safan, and we're going to go into an interview. This is Continental Breakfast by the super couple Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love.
Kurt Vile
and Courtney Barnett.
Kurt Vile and Courtney Barnett off their upcoming duo record. That was Continental Breakfast. Get me very excited for the record.
You're very excited. I can Woo-hoo. See you itching for the album.
I know. And I'm keen for all the Courtney Barnett haters to come out of the closet so I can just say, nah, shut up.
She's good.
She's great.
She's the best.
Now, Safan, can you give us a little update on our Facebook competition that we've got runners?
Yes.
Got a few comments, I see.
Well, we've got two. So congratulations first to Liam Patrick, who, you know, wanted Falls Festival tickets.
to help him on his death day.
yeah. but you know what? He says that he'll take a comfy memory pillow since he'll be sleeping for a while.
That's pretty good.
After death. So thank you, Liam. You've won some.
We'll get in touch with you when we get your tickets to you very soon.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And also James Worth, who said that he wishes for Get Serial with Tyler, Caleb, and Safan to stay on forever. Thanks,
that's
man.
Sweet.
Jeez, what a sucker. And he also wants every O-bike to end up in the Yarra. So, look, thanks, man. He's a good listener.
That's how we sleep well at night, when all the O-bikes are in the bin.
Yep. Yeah, so James Worth, you've won two tickets as well. We'll get in touch with you
those
guys soon.
Those boys are getting tickets. And, you know, you look at those names, Liam Patrick, James Worth, pretty normal names.
Very normal names,
but we're talking about some crazy names that we've heard about.
Nice.
There are some weird ones out there. Well, my mum is a substitute teacher. She goes in, and one day she went into a classroom and was reading out the roll, you know, scanning her name down the list, and came across a name, and this girl must have been expecting, I think she was about a grade three or something, and mum comes across this name and probably stumbles on it a little bit, and this little girl chirps up and goes, yep, it's Nevaeh. It's heaven, spelt backwards.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Wow.
Personally, not what I'd be naming my kid, but...
Maybe a few too many sedatives. Post-birth?
What, for the dad as well?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, have you ever... The name Tal is an interesting one. Have you ever met another Tal?
No, I've met people with the shortened version, but never another Tal.
Is there a story behind the name Tal?
Yeah, but we've already discussed it, so we won't go back into it on another show.
So good.
I knew someone named Zanik, but it read like Denik with a Z at the front. So like Zdenik. So you can just imagine every single teacher, Zdenik. And he always go, Zanik. You know that person who always gets their name mispronounced on the roll single time.
Pretty familiar.
Which used to be me actually, but you go, Zanik. I'm like, poor guy. That's a weird name though, isn't it? Have you heard that one?
No, never heard that one before.
It's pretty cool.
Strange.
It sounds like a villain in a TV show or something.
They just started calling him Z.
Okay, yeah. We went to school with a girl who, her name, we called her Theresia. We thought that was her name. And then when she, ran about halfway through high school, she told people that her real name was actually Baby. Because when she was born, her older brother was a few years older than her. And her parents said, you can name the baby if you like. And he thought... He cast his four-year-old mind around and settled on the thing that was closest to him, and he said baby. So that was her name.
It wasn't wrong.
So that's legally her name.
Very literal interpretation.
Yeah, and that's what she goes with now. Like, she used to go with Teresa, she goes by baby. So.
Wow, like every single song on the radio basically speaks to her now.
I mean, Justin Bieber dedicated a whole song to her.
Yeah, it's
baby, baby, baby.
Yeah.
Speaking of songs, let's jump into Now's new song. It's called Nostalgia, and it is off our Sweet 16. You're with Tal, Caleb, and Stefan. Make sure you don't go anywhere.
I'm Julia Greenhoff, and you're listening to Sin News on Get Serial.
The Adelaide Crows had a pretty upsetting weekend after being stranded in Melbourne Airport post-grand final loss due to a nationwide Virgin Airlines glitch. A controversial British political commentator, Milo Yiannopoulos, is reportedly coming to Australia in December with his Troll Academy tour. Hundreds of marriage equality supporters marched through Swanston Street yesterday with 600 metres of bright fabric in support of a yes vote on the postal survey. A number of reptiles have been stolen during a break-in at Newcastle Wildlife Sanctuary over the weekend. And to sport now, it's been a hectic weekend with the Richmond Tigers winning the AFL Premiership and Melbourne Storm winning the NRL Grand Final. The weather today, it's currently 11.6 degrees with a low of 9 and a top of 18, so make sure to enjoy the touch of sunshine today. That's all the news for now. You're listening to Sin 90.7 Get Serial.
Nostalgia by Now. No, Now there?
Yeah, Nostalgia by Now. That was at the top, and then that one there was Be Friends by Alice Ivey.
You're on Get Serial with Tal, Caleb and Stefan.
And Caleb has had a pretty rough week. We were talking last week about his crazy landlord. We'll give him a break this week, but we're just going to talk about the ramifications of what his landlord has done to him.
Yeah, so for those that missed last week's show...
Sure you didn't, but, you know, for anyone.
Yeah, loyal listeners would have podcasted it. But no, our landlord just decided to cut off my Wi-Fi box from the side of my house.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting technique. I'm not quite sure what he's going for, whether he just wants to kick us out or not. But yeah, so we haven't had Wi-Fi for a week.
How's it been?
Yeah, how'd you survive?
It's been weird.
Bit of a case study on what it was like to live in like the 80s.
Yeah, so my mum used to call me Caveman Caleb when I would eat my dinner, so I wouldn't use my knife and fork. But I feel like I've gone back to Caveman Caleb.
You
know, I've had to find other ways to entertain myself. I've been hunting instead of...
hunting? Just around the house.
Yeah, just a few bugs, a few flies on the window.
So, yeah, what have you been doing instead of using the internet?
Yeah, it's weird. I've had to talk to my housemates as opposed to messaging them on Facebook.
So what are they like? Are you just getting to know them a little bit now? Or
do you recognise them by face yet?
Not really, no. I have to ask them every time. I'm like, so which one are you? I can't really...
In a house of three people.
Yeah. Need the profile picture as like a bit of a stimulus.
You kind of talk to them, you're like getting up their Facebook profile, like while you speak to them. Trying to
which one are you? Ah, cool. Yeah. But no, and yeah, we played a few games of cards, which is nice. And
cards are so unhygienic, though.
Oh, yeah.
The internet is so much more hygienic than
I know.
Cards.
I just want to go to my safe space in front of my computer where there's no germs. Well, there's probably, there might be a few germs.
I mean, it could be a few, but, you know, you disinfect weekly, don't you?
Yeah. But yeah, it's been tough.
You've walked into some actual brick and mortar stores to buy your groceries instead of buying them online.
Yeah, it's weird. Didn't even know they were a thing. Like, what did people do before online shopping?
Yeah, they just walk into stores.
Weird,
you know,
do they pay other people to go and get their shopping for them or something like that?
You are so far gone, my friend.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, the TV still works, which is like a bit of a comfort for me.
But then the TV's always telling you to go online and do stuff online.
Yeah. How do I go and interact and tweet, or how do I vote for my favorite
block
contestant?
It's kind of like when the phone rings and someone with no opposable thumbs just sits there and looks at it and they're like, I can't pick that up. I can't pick it up. You're completely hamstrung by having no internet.
Yeah, effectively. they said I might be getting my internet back late October.
Fantastic. Because when you've got all the uni assignments that are due in at the moment, that's exactly what you want. You don't want any internet.
I know.
You're going to have to head into the city every single time you want some
Who
internet.
Who doesn't want to go to the library and do actual research, like look at books?
Yeah.
Use the books.
Why would anyone use Google Scholar?
Can you submit your assignments via fax machine? Or?
I haven't worked that out, but I can't see why not. If only I had a fax machine to do it.
I could not tell you how to use a fax. There is absolutely no way I'd be able to fax you something.
No way.
I'd be taking a photo of that and send it to you on Messenger for sure.
But if you do want to catch up tomorrow night, just send me a fax.
Smoke signal, carry pigeon, letter.
Cool. Yeah, gotcha.
All that kind of thing. Actually, just quickly, when I do send letters or someone sends me a letter, I'm always so surprised by how quick it actually is.
It's never like as snail mail as you think.
Yeah. It's only like a day or something. It's
too fast.
Well, not bad by us post.
Yeah.
Not as good as a text message, but you know.
Let's get close to the song. What do we got right now?
We have got Run for Cover by The Killers, who are in Melbourne at the moment.
Yes, we saw them. I saw them live on Saturday at the grand final. It was killer. The song was really good.
It was killer. I like it.
Yeah, I didn't even mean to say that. There you go.
Run for Cover by The Killers. You're with Tal, Caleb and Stefan on Get Serial on Sin 90.7.
Those are killers right there with Run for Cover. You're on Get Serial 90.7 with Tal, Caleb and Stefan. It's our last show of the year, but we've got our producer Julia in the studio.
Yeah, I've come back.
She's back.
Gave you guys coffee.
Legend.
Had to stick around.
Great.
Thought I might get my own order in there, but it wasn't the case.
No. Well, they'll actually confiscate it because we're not allowed to have coffees in the studio. So.
Why do you have to ruin all the fun, Stefan?
Just kidding. I kind of stole them. But
brought you in because I have a little bit of a dilemma.
Yes.
Now, you are colloquially known as the love guru amongst our Get Serial team. But
we come to you with any qualm that we have, and you're always ready to dish out advice.
I'm going
to
open this up to Stefan and Tal as well, because they might have some advice. But I don't know if this is probably a common problem. But Ella and I, Ella's my girlfriend, we wanted to watch a movie last night. Jumping into bed. And we just, we have different tastes in movies, but we just couldn't settle on a movie. So I wanted to watch, what did I want to watch? I wanted to watch Silver Linings Playbook, which I thought might be pretty good.
That's a nice one.
She wasn't all that keen.
What did she want to go for?
She wanted to watch Deadpool.
See, that's funny because I would have thought it would have been the other way around.
Yeah.
I'm in touch with my emotions. I wanted to watch a nice love romantic movie.
Well, I have had an idea before that could help you sort out this particular dilemma. If you wanted to hear it. So, I mean, I feel like this is something, and I'm not gonna say copyright. I'm not gonna say TM. I'm not gonna try and intellectual property stamp this because I want this to be made.
Right.
I want this to be made and produced because honestly, I'm too lazy to make it.
You don't have the resources.
I don't have the resources. I don't have the skills. But I've got the ideas.
Mm. But you're not going to say that when it's a multi-million-dollar idea.
That was my idea.
Remember to copyright it.
All right. I'll do something. But I just want it out there. I want it made. I want it made.
Okay.
It's a program. Get it on your phone, on your laptop, whatever, a website. Runs on an algorithm. And so in this situation, what you would do, and this has to be entered into with good faith by both parties.
Mm.
So you put in Silver Linings Playbook.
I did.
And Ella puts in Deadpool.
Yep.
And so it runs through the algorithm through IMDb and through Rotten Tomatoes and through Wikipedia and takes all like the tags associated with the movie. So Deadpool would be comedy, action, superhero, Ryan Reynolds, the other actors, X-Men, Silver Linings Playbook. It would be stuff associated with Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah.
All those ones.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Then it would do a big cross-reference. Yeah, plot, narrative, brilliant. Outcomes, rating, cross-references, and then finds the perfect cross of the two movies.
Oh. Mm. So, I don't know, hypothetically, what would my movie have been last night?
Yeah.
The program would do this for you. So we need a superhero movie, but that... What's Silver Linings Playbook? Is it about football?
I think it's a love story.
But there's already romance in Deadpool anyway, so there is a little bit. I feel like you hit the jackpot there. What if you had something like Star Wars, which I don't know many girls that want to see. I mean, there could be some out there. And then you've got something like The Notebook, which a guy definitely does not want to see.
So we need...
Outcome.
Well, I haven't seen it, so I'm just curious,
what's the best intergalactic love story? Han and
Let's
Leia.
Just pause so for effect.
Han and Leia is pretty good already.
Watched a good one lately.
Yeah.
It was called Passengers, which it got slammed by critics, but I didn't mind it.
Well, we're not looking for like, it doesn't have to be the best movie. Mm. Because you could get, for example, Shawshank Redemption, and then you could get an Adam Sandler movie, one of many, and it will find you a happy medium. It would find you a happy medium.
Just find you one
medium.
That's at 50% on Rotten
Tomatoes. 7.5. Yeah.
So that's my idea. So you make a rule that you have to watch the middle ground movie, though, right? The cycle starts again.
Well, that's it. You have to watch that movie. Like, you've got to do it.
Patent pending. Tal, I think you have absolutely cracked the code of the Saturday night Netflix dilemma.
If this was an episode of Shark Tank, I would offer you 50% and my knowledge of business. And,
which is priceless. 50% for knowledge.
And some leadership and stuff
trial
like that.
Knowledge and a 50% stake.
You'll be the guinea pig.
make it 90%.
Yeah, come on, man.
I realise how much knowledge I have about things.
Done. Shake on it.
Deal.
It's worth a bit more than that, man. Don't be the King of Stinge over here.
King of Stinge is coming up next after this next song.
Which is our third and final in the trilogy.
Of the Morning Crackers, yes. The funny song of the week. This is by... This is a song by a band called The Stiffies, and there is no language warning because there's actually only two words. Boogie and boarding is used over and over and over. So
this is dedicated to Chappelle Corby.
Yeah, it's time to get pumped up, you guys. You're with Tal, Caleb and Stefan. I'll get to you soon. Back. Boogie Boarding by the Stiffies. That was our final morning cracker for the year. And just to update on our Happy Death Day competition, we got a third winner. Congratulations to Rob Cliff for saying what he wants for his death day, the best coffee and breakfast as his last supper.
Thanks, Rob.
Mate. You got us really hungry now. Yeah, it's time for my lunch at 10 o'clock.
One thing that probably not the best coffee is our 7-Eleven coffees that we did give a little thing away a few weeks ago on King of Stinge, a little trick on how to get the perfect coffee for the cheapest price. Well, sorry, not the perfect coffee, but, you know, get a coffee for a pretty cheap price.
Get a double shot one for a dollar. Yeah. And that's the kind of stuff that you come to King of Stinge for every week.
Yes.
This has been the most regular and requested and loved part of the show for 12 weeks. It's been a good 12 weeks.
Requested by us.
Yeah.
So many stingy people, especially us.
Yeah, everyone's wanting to hear the tips about how to be stingy. Stefan, you got a tip for the King of Stinge people out there this week?
Well, I just want to crown the King of Stinge himself. So,
thank you.
The King, thank you, Caleb. You're the runner-up. You're the runner-up. Goes out to our dear departed friend, Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner for our New Zealand listeners.
Yes. Hashtag take out your tissues for him. Now, he's the King of Stinge because he left a $5 million mansion to his widow, which is now worth $7 million. And think about how much that guy's worth. $7 million? Yeah. That's pocket change. Come on, man. That is stingy as.
That's pretty stingy. Can I just rewind a little bit? Take your tissues out for Hugh Hefner.
Yes.
Are you suggesting that we are crying for Hugh Hefner? Or...
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly what I'm
just
saying.
Just wanted to clear that
cry
up.
Cry for Hugh Hefner. Yeah. And, you know, use his his magazine's been great for people to learn how to read and stuff too.
True, yeah.
Great, but sometimes you don't get to read all the Playboy because sometimes, you know, pages you just can't read because, you know, they could be stuck together or something.
Exactly.
With all the tears.
Tears are, you know, naturally sticky. But I do have a...
a funny one by the sounds of things. Yeah.
Got one more little King of Stinge thing. For you guys, I just thought, seeing as the last week of King of Stinge, I thought, why not save a little bit of money? And the team of writers that we have on doing King of Stinge every week.
Shh, don't give it away.
Well, that's the last show. We'll give it away. The team of writers, I said, you know what, guys, we don't need you this week. So I just didn't pay him this week. Didn't need to shell out any money for them.
Got
through it, no problem at all.
We could put that money towards brekkie this morning.
We could, couldn't we?
Straight after.
That'd be great.
We don't pay him that much anyway, so.
Nah, literally peanuts.
So peanuts for brekkie, it is.
Dry roasted.
Cool. All right. Well, we're going to go into a little song. We're going to go into Touch Sensitive song,
like?
Lay Down.
Oh, yeah.
A bit of a disco beat. But then, yeah, we're going to have our last little farewell after this song, because as we said, it is our last episode for this season on Get Serial. So make sure you don't go anywhere and stick around. This is Tyle, Caleb and Stefan on Get Serial, Sin 90.7.
That was the majority of Touch Sensitive's Lay Down, because we have got to scoot out of this studio. We couldn't stop talking today, boys, but it's our last show.
It is.
Is it a
crime to want to talk on our last show?
No, it's not.
It is.
If it was up to me, we'd talk all day.
We would, but we've got places to be. We've got stuff to do.
But my usual lunch at 10 o'clock.
Now, it is sad. It is our last show, but yeah. I've got a song for us, because we are friends forever, just to play over the top of it. While we maybe remember some of the good times that we had.
Some of the better times.
Do you have a favourite moment from this season?
You know, I think I love the news that our lovely news reader Imogen had every week, because there's so much fake news by the fake news media.
Breaking
through.
It was
good to cut through the fat, so thank you, Imogen, for that.
I love all the funny things that we ended up saying that we didn't say when we went the microphones on.
Yeah,
and would have been really great if people had heard them. And we just ended up saying them when no one was listening. So
yeah.
I'll miss those times.
I liked it when was probably you the most, Tyle, but sometimes we'd be making a joke and there'd be maybe a fart joke or a willy joke, and then you'd lock eyes with me and giggle.
And I just, you know, just gesture.
Yeah.
It's still funny. Just doing something off camera.
Tyle is just doing one off camera right now. And
I thoroughly
it's getting me a little bit emotional.
I thoroughly enjoyed learning about sport from you guys.
True.
Yeah.
And we enjoyed learning politics.
Politics, you know, video games.
Stinginess.
Yeah.
Did we ever crown this King of Stinge?
Oh, yes. The gold... The golden... Oh, the The Golden Kindlestein is Hugh Hefner himself.
Fair enough.
And the Golden Stooge Award goes to our good friend Tony Abbott.
So we are kind of splitting up a little bit after this show. Stefan, we can still catch you on Mosh Pit.
Yes, Mosh Pit, 8 to 11pm. And I'll also be doing Sin Reviews, more of that, which I'm in charge of. So you go to syn.org.au and look up any of the reviews that are there. I'm in charge of that department.
Unreal. Make sure you follow Stefan with what he's doing.
You can catch Tal and I. We're not going too far. We're just jumping one day forward.
Yeah.
We're going to Tuesdays.
We're going to be teaming up with some people. It's
so all of our loyal audience, you can sleep in on Mondays. Mate, listen to them anyway.
Oh, guys, it's going to be great.
But yeah, no, thank you so much for joining us this morning and for the whole season.
Yeah,
it's been an absolute pleasure. Check us out on podcasts because we're not going anywhere.
Get Sports Desk up next.
Yeah, Sports Desk are up next.
They are.
See you later from the Get Serial Boys.
Get Serial. It's been a pleasure. With Tal, Caleb and Stefan, the one and only.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.